From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
Righto, business activity, own activity looks all right. Overall, does it look all right or not?
Well, I guess we're asking the question is has spring sprung from a business point of view? And we've got the release of the ANZ Business Outlook yesterday. So while we're sort of scanning the environment for these new flickers of activity, the first place to look amongst it is the high frequency indicators. And what better place to look than the ANZ Business Outlook? It's wide reaching, it's monthly. And what did we see? We saw headline business confidence unchanged at 50. So that doesn't look like there's too much spring being sprunging. Look at the own activity outlook that has lifted. So is some optimism building there? 43.4 versus 38.7 last month. Past own activity, that is the best proxy for GDP in the ANZ Business Outlook. It has also lifted 4 points, which does suggest that there's a bit more going on in Q3 than Q2. Thank goodness for that. Looking a little bit better there for the retail sector, but construction sector still under pressure. And I like this one. Profit expectations, they have risen. And of course, we do want the business sector to be profitable. A small lift in activity compared to activity a year ago, that's good. A couple of points of interest here, Mike. Responses received late in the month after the negative GDP print were more negative. So bad news does tend to affect sentiment, and good news is, of course, contagious. The results of the survey, Mike, not unequivocally positive. They were a little mixed. But look, I do think we're laying the foundations for growth in 2026. I think we just need to start believing it, don't we?
Yeah, OK. What about the shutdown? I mean, shutdown's on, isn't it? Unless something miraculous happens.
Looking very, very likely. So US midnight deadline, if we assume that's on the East Coast, we've got a few hours to go. Yeah, we'll watch developments over the course of the next few hours, but I strongly suspect you're going to see it. Mike, shutdowns are generally not market moving. They do put sort of a negative bias on market. I'd make a couple of comments. The longest government shutdown was also under, you guessed it, Donald Trump. That was back in 2018, 2019. That went for 35 days, so you know you could have a month of this. What's more interesting in the immediate sense, Mike, is the potential for it to disrupt the release of economic data. Yeah. So we've got the very, very important non-farm payroll report coming this weekend. The labour market, key concern for the Fed, probably outranking inflation at the moment. Look, we did get what's called the JOLTS report overnight, job openings. They were a little changed, which suggests hiring was subdued. But you get a shutdown, Bureau of Labour Statistics they will temporarily put up shop and potentially get no non-farm payrolls report, which then potentially disrupts Federal Reserve action. So that does have some market implications.
Okay, Helen Steins, it looks, headline looks all right, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, so we're looking for these flickers of activity, and Helen Stein Glassons, they reported full year earnings to August the 1st. Net profit lifted 12.1% to 58.4. That was at the top end of guidance. They also reported an early year sales lift, so a solid start, they called it, to their new financial year. Sales up 12.9% in the initial period compared to last year. Happy days, but unfortunately, the flicker was an Aussie one. It was driven by new and refurbished stores over there. In New Zealand, trading conditions were mixed, unfortunately.
Okay, now Michelle didn't move and we didn't think she would. Is that her done for the year, you reckon?
The market is thinking that now, Mike. So the RBA left rates unchanged yesterday at 3.6%. Now, they did say a couple of things, I suppose, where the market picked up on. They warned that inflation may come in higher than expected. They noted, in comparison to New Zealand, the strength of the labour market and the domestic economic recovery. So they're probably a little more hawkish than expected, Mike. They now say that basically from here on in, they're very data dependent. There's less than a 50% chance of a further cut in November if we look at what the futures markets are doing. I think the last time I checked it was around 30%. So it does look like the market is saying no more cuts in the Aussie cash rate until next year. They did say the more extreme outcomes from the tariffs are likely to be avoided. So in terms of reactions that matter to us, Kiwi Aussie fell even further. Then it recovered. Then overnight, unfortunately, it's fallen again. So it's now at 0.8764. So not looking
7.
Too good for your offshore holidays at the moment, Mike.
Jeez, all right. Give us the other numbers.
Yeah, so the US markets are just drifting down a little bit. I think there is sort of short-term concern about the shutdown. So the Dow Jones is down 133 points as we look at it. That's 0.29%, 46,181. The S&P 500 down 10 points, so just small, 6651. And also a 0.28 fall in the NASDAQ, 64 points, 22,526. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.5%, 9350. 0.25% fall in the Nikkei, 44932, the close there. 0.5% lift yesterday in Shanghai Composite, 3882. The Aussie index fell 0.16% yesterday, 8848, the close there. The NZX 50 had a very good day. Restaurant brands surged. Takeover there. NZX 50 up 1.22%, 160 points, 13,292. Kiwi dollar, 0.5801, 0.8764 against the Aussie, 0.4935 euro, 0.4311 pounds, 85.69 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,846, and Brent crude, $67.15.
Have a great day, Andrew Keller, Hashaw and Partners.